It's a great angle.
It's such a great angle.
All of my angles are great.
You can see the cars, though. All of my angles are great.
All my angles are great.
We're rolling away.
We're rolling. We're outside with rolly chairs in the corner.
In the corner.
With Zach.
I love it. Thanks for having me in your corner. Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm great. In the corner with Jenna today. Jenna Lanini, amazing realtor, extraordinaire. What else?
Oh, so many things.
Introduce yourself.
Lover of life.
Lover of life. You ski and hike. And
I
you
love
were just
the
on
hiking.
A vacation, weren't you?
I was just in Hawaii.
On a beach.
On a beach.
I saw beaches.
We do the Hawaii thing a lot. This time we went to Big Island. Never been to Big Island, and it was awesome.
Mm.
Lots of outdoor activity, exploring, and the island is huge. We drove so much.
It's amazing.
But it was great. And now we're back, and I'm already dreaming of the next thing. But it's getting nice out, so we'll probably go hiking soon.
Here in Reno, Nevada.
There's still snow.
There's still snow on the mountains. Yeah. That's what I love about it. It was like being here a whole winter, there's very little snow.
There's very little
in
snow.
The valley.
For sure.
And then you get surrounded by this beautiful tundra.
Like, I don't think people understand, like, in the valley where, like, where we're at and, like, around us is all these spectacular mountains.
Yes.
So pretty.
And lakes.
We're so close
and
to Tahoe.
So many things. We were just talking. I was going to be on your podcast.
Yeah.
You have a podcast too.
Yes, I do.
What's your podcast called?
It's called Mind Shift.
Mind Shift. I love a good mind shift.
Right? Me too.
We met.
Everybody needs a good
mind shift. And I had a mind shift.
You did.
Not because of you.
No.
Maybe because of part of. You never know. You had to play a role.
I guess you never know. That's why I wanted to have Zach on Mind Shift because he's a great example of like. What you can do when you just decide to do things a little bit differently.
Do things a little differently, yes. Because we met in the Realtor Academy, Nevada State Realtor Academy, 2024.
Best class ever.
Always. And it was life-changing for me. Was it life-changing for you?
It was really good. I think that I've, you know, there's been moments of my life with getting sober that have been very life-changing and to where that event made me so willing to be open to experiences that I quite frequently say yes. Mm-hmm. And that was something I said yes to and pursued, but said yes to ultimately. And it was, I'm so glad I did. Yes. The connections and the experience were really, really cool.
Yeah.
Really. And you learn so much about yourself.
Cause I didn't know what I was getting into. Did you know? Did you realize?
No.
Yeah. Cause it's more, you think it's business development.
Yeah.
But really, it's far more personal, which is important.
Far more personal.
Because
which you know and love the idea of.
Exactly. With coaching and consulting, you cannot change and grow your business without your personal life.
100%.
And I get some clients, that's when I know that's not the client for me, is when they're like, why are we talking about this? I don't want to talk about my kids or my husband or my wife or my partner.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about any of that. I just want to do the business. I'm like, well, then you're not going to.
Then you're not
succeed in the business because you can't. And usually when I do drill down, if they let me any further, I find out like there's all these problems at home and the kids are running in their office and the husband won't leave them alone. Or it's like, well, that's part of your
and that's part
business.
Of your, and that's the thing that people can connect with.
Yeah. So you've got to get to the personal.
Got to get to
the
personal.
Which is what we did in leadership. We went personal.
We did.
And I got to know you personally.
Yeah.
And then I got to know these wonderful people in Reno, which is why I'm now in Reno.
We suckered him in.
It was great.
It was great.
Because there's nice people.
Like mid-year, I think we were on our third thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, Zach's already here? Because he was already plotting
and planning
to get here.
I was done with where I was. You've gone through a lot of mind shifts.
Yeah.
A lot of changes.
Lots of changes.
You were not originally in real estate.
No. I was not. I sold alcohol for a local distributor for a long, long time after managing bars and restaurants and doing that whole thing.
Amazing.
Growing up in Tahoe, I worked for at a restaurant for like better part of my life. For 12 years, I ended up being there on and off. And then I went to college for marketing and business. And then when I graduated, I was like, I want to do something like with my degree, but in the industry I love. So selling alcohol became that next thing, and I excelled at it too.
So good.
Because I was so good at drinking as well.
Professional across the board.
On all levels.
Yes.
Just check the box.
Check the box.
So that was great. And I actually did really well, and I loved the job, and I loved the area because I got to serve both on and off premise. And so towards the end, my
my route had to do with the resorts. So it was really cool. So I worked for Harrah's and Harvey's, like two I have experience with, but in South Lake. And then the resorts down here, which was really cool. But ultimately got sober 7 years ago and decided I can't do that again. And I got into real estate. And my parents, my mom was an agent in Tahoe growing up.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, "You're crazy."
Yes.
My dad's like, "You're not doing this. It's going to be awful." And I said, "It's going to be great." And it has been wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's been wonderful. Was it wonderful from the start?
From the start.
From the start.
I am like, and I think, I don't know.
That's amazing.
I don't know. But for me, it has been wonderful. I've done really well from the beginning. And I think it, probably because of the perspective shift that
from,
I had.
Yeah.
And it was life was really, really spinning the drain, y'all. Spinning the drain. So when I got sober, life was really, really magical. And I take that into real estate, and I'm very grateful to be able to do the things I get to do.
This is good,
not to mention like this stuff.
Yes,
like,
this is the fun stuff.
This is really fun. And I get to do this a lot. Yes. And even on a transaction, like you get to do this with people on a very human level, which I love. Sales, and I still get to work in Tahoe too, which is fun.
Exactly. Sales is about connection with people. We were saying a bit on your podcast how there's just this misunderstanding, especially when you grew up in the 80s or 90s or like Jenna, the zeros.
We found out
I'm a little older than her, apparently.
Yeah, only 5 years.
Only 5 years, I guess. But it felt like such a big deal. I was, but I remember the 80s.
Yeah, I know. I was like 88. Tail end, baby.
Yes, I remember 86. That was my first memory. You know, my first.
But you were born in what, 83?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember sitting on the floor watching MTV.
I love that.
Watching Phil Collins' Land of Confusion. The claymation.
So good. Because they actually used to play music videos.
Yes. And that video, if you haven't ever seen it.
Check it out.
You've got to see it. Because it is, that is where I burst from.
Well, and I was like obsessed with music. My dad always used to say, you need to be a radio person, like a DJ. And I still collect records to this day. But and I moved to San Francisco after I graduated high school. Okay. So I could be around. I was like this little punk rock kid. So I could be in the scene, man.
Yes.
And it was such a good scene. I also went to a lot of raves because that was also the scene. I loved it all. Folsom Street Fair. Love Fest. They don't even do that anymore.
But
they should.
Explains, yes.
Explains but I get it.
Yeah. Yes. It was kind of that start of high, what is it, they call it high strangeness? High strangeness? Is that what the word?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
No.
In all of your alien encounters, you've never heard the term high strangeness.
No.
I could be wrong, but it's something like that.
I'll look it up.
And it just means like the extraterrestrial, the higher dimension, the Sasquatches and the aliens and the...
Maybe I don't know this term because I am this term.
No. Exactly. That's why I'm thinking like I was born of that.
Yeah.
Because that was my first, when your first memory is the Phil Collins claymation video.
So good.
Stop motion animation, I should say. That was weird. Because it was so Reagan in a tub.
Yes.
Out of the tub. And any other child would have been terrified. But I was like, yes.
It was just the dawn of the
this
tub.
Is,
it was
so, this is me.
See, I can't even, like my first memory, that's really interesting. But I used to watch on repeat as a kid. My favorite movie was Neverending Story.
I love that, yeah.
My mom was like, this is the freakiest thing. She just watches it over and over and over. And I still to this day, I want, there's like a little white dog. You can't see this. But there's a little white dog and I want a Stimoid and I'm going to name him Falcor. This dog is super cute. It's like a mini Simoid.
He's a Falcor.
Yeah,
I love Falcor.
I think that's one of my earliest memories. That and I wouldn't take off my Little Mermaid onesie, and that was probably when I was like 3.
I love it.
Or that thing till the crotch blew out.
That's why we're the same. We're cut from the same weird cloth. As we found out in Leadership Academy, was like that was our first connection. Was like aliens.
And and like this existence beyond ourselves, and maybe not beyond ourselves, but this other thing that's, I feel very present in the desert in Nevada. Mm. I love the drive to Vegas. I love the drive to Elko.
You do love the drive. Very few people love the drive to Vegas between Reno and Vegas.
I love it. My husband and I go on trips. We love it. We love to drive to like Zion.
Okay.
Just the best.
Mm-hmm. We're going to roll. This way?
Oh, yeah.
We won't cut that either, probably.
I'm starting to sweat.
Because the sun's coming down. So we're going to, just like all my other podcasts this season, we just keep moving.
Just pivot.
We just pivot, yes. So have you had an encounter?
You know, as a kid.
Can we talk about this? You want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a kid, I thought for sure my house was haunted.
Yeah, me too.
For sure.
Well, I lived in a scary ass, creaky house.
Did you?
Myself, yeah.
So then, yeah. And I think now as an adult, when you think about these things, like there's energies. And I think that aliens are, just so you have an idea why I brought up like ghosts, is that I believe in this like interdimensional thing where beings are. And they're all amongst us. And aliens are the same thing. That's how they travel interdimensionally. Good. You can't be traveling light years to get here from wherever the hell they are. Power of thought, interdimensionally. That's why meditation is so powerful. Those are the rings, like high level Jenna's brain. Yes. But these beings are no different, right? So they're in this dimension, whether it's a lower vibration or not, but always. And I was like, there is a thing. It was always watching me. It was always with me. It was always there. And my mom and dad thought I was crazy.
Right.
But
of course.
My mom, years later, she was like, well, of course. Like that house.
Of course it was.
Like, what? And there was a night too. My parents, like in this room that in the house, it was very high ceilings. And my parents' bedroom was like a loft. And so we were in that bedroom and the piano was being played. My sister played the piano. My dad's like, you gotta be your sister. It's not my sister.
It's not. Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
And so I do think, and I don't know if, of course, as a kid, that's a scary thing.
Right.
But I do think these things are all around us. And I think aliens are no different. And I have these experiences now when I meditate. And when you're open to it. And so, of course, not everybody is.
No.
And, you know, it sad for them, but of course not. And that's okay. And as I've become a meditator, which I started more when I got sober. Talk about free high, y'all. Like sitting with yourself and connecting on that level. Like, have you ever watched Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind?
Yes.
So Dr. Greer, like that's my favorite thing.
Yes.
Go into meditation and.
Yeah, fall. There's a lot to be said about that. Yeah. Forgot the one name. There was some other doctor, read like several of his books, not like older, but like recently.
Okay.
Within the last 10 years or so. But yeah, a lot of more like breath work.
Cool.
But you're hyperventilating yourself.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
The fire breath.
Yeah. And when you get that to that, like when you're pulling it in and you're like bringing the energy down through your spine and your air, and it's like
crazy.
You do that enough times, you like, lift off.
Oh, you do.
And you have some moments.
Yeah.
Although I think the weirder and or more plugged in we are, the less we get to see. Maybe.
The less we get to see.
Because like some people, like the people that see shit and they're freaked out.
Oh, because they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like these people that are scared of stuff. I'm like, no, if that walked into my room, I'd be like, hey, what's up? Let's talk.
I know, that is interesting. Let's chat. I've never really thought about that. So you're...
If they're really having these experiences of like actual like corporeal like visions
or abductions
or they're the folks that are like, you know, frozen in their bed for the sleep terror thing. Yeah.
So I have sleep paralysis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a lot of it came from...
Do you see shit?
It's awful. That's like probably the scary. That's scarier to me than if something walked up right now and wanted to take me to a ship. But it happens more so when I got when I was still drinking, because I think you're in this altered state.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And drinking is.
I think that's why I liked drinking so much. Yeah. It was that alternate.
Yeah.
Level.
Yeah.
You could kind of see in between.
But I had an issue with like opioids as well, and so I can't do those anymore because I'm sober. Yep. But also like, that would just put me in that state like nobody's business. And it was the most horrific times I can ever remember in my life. So when I broke my jaw the second time, I had to be on it because it was brutal. But for like a month, just awful. You're just stuck.
You're seeing stuff?
You're seeing all sorts of stuff. It is another realm.
Are they like crawling on you? Like
it's another realm.
Wow.
Do you know that movie Insidious?
Yes.
That.
Wow.
Ah!
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good. Wow.
I hate it. So I can't take melatonin. I don't take melatonin. And I think people maybe misunderstand what melatonin is. Like, we make melatonin.
Yeah,
So, like, you should be careful about your melatonin consumption. Yes.
You shouldn't need more of it sometimes.
But for me, that fucks me up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know.
Yeah.
I would not have known. Uh-huh. But yeah, I don't think I would really enjoy the sleep paralysis.
It's awful.
Because you're out of control. I mean, you're just stuck. Laying there. You're stuck. But anything else, like the other things that people say, I'm like, even seeing Bigfoot, I'd be like,
oh my God, that'd be so cool.
So and cool. Yeah, I love it. But that's the high strangeness. It is high strangeness. That is absolutely the term. I am certain.
I'm looking saying up. It. Yeah, my new word.
It means all of those. It's Mothman. It's Sasquatch. It's aliens. It's all the things.
The Mothman. When that movie came out.
Yeah.
This was the same bedroom, the same house, like growing up when I knew there was this thing. Mm-hmm. That movie, I have never been more terrified in my life.
Really?
I've only ever watched it maybe twice. And every time I see it come up or there's like a moment of it, it's still like sheer panic. I don't know what it is about that movie. Mm. Like even now,
I am
like,
I don't feel that way about that movie.
Oh, I hated it. Oh my God, it was the worst.
Did you watch that one with the, it was during the pandemic that they released it. It was kind of a documentary. And then they kind of went into like not documentary. The Dana Newkirk, the investigators, and they were like looking for Mothman.
No.
But then they like went into, oh my God, I painted my living room during the pandemic watching that
entire
series.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I'll send it to you.
It was like riveting because it was mixed. They started it for real, I think.
And then they
kind of added a little touch of drama.
Like that was fake happening?
I still don't even know if it was like fake or not. But
okay, well, send it to me. I can't promise I'll finish it because I might get terrified.
So you do get terrified.
There was like that Mothman thing. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like it, maybe it's because that's something that I've experienced. I don't know. Okay. But that, no.
Okay. So we can't get abducted because they're not coming.
No, I don't
think they're
coming.
That's what we're saying. Yeah.
Okay. But okay. So for like Close Encounter of the Fifth Kind, Dr. Gurr talks about the mindful connection, right? Yeah. So you're going to that deep into thought, deep into the meditative state, and you're calling for these beings to come and visit and vectoring, right? And I love that practice of vectoring down where you are from the universe, where we are right now.
Right.
Or when you're in the meditative state, the people that have had these experiences like bumping into ships. And so my only like encounters have been seeing these things in like meditative states, like there. And so like, it's like, I don't know if I'm in the ship or they're in my space, but I don't think at that point you're in like the divine oneness, right? In my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't think so because I don't need them to come here.
Right. You can
they're like, we're sick of you.
We're sick of you.
Like most people in my life. We're sick of seeing your face.
That led me to my next question. Does your husband believe the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think.
So I've met Jenna's husband.
Yeah.
And I only once.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think that he was the alien type of guy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. Okay. So my husband's also recovery. He was like the heroin homeless addict for years. Spent several years, like 13, in prison in county jail. He's been through a lot, and he's so open about it. But like now, when you first meet him, he's like stoic.
Yeah, I only got one shot.
He's
there.
very like.
It was very stoic.
Not shy, but
no,
like he's
stoic.
Like,
was
he has
the word.
No interest.
Yes. and we were at a gala too, so nobody's like really.
Yeah, and everybody's like dressed up, and he's like not really his thing. Yeah. But when you get to know him, he's like. Even today, he comes to the office, he brings these things, and he's like, he has to like say these dumb jokes to these people. I'm like, nobody cares about your.
That's like what Megan said.
Like, you just kind of like give it like a thing. And then he is such a funny guy. And, but also being an addict, and I can relate to this, and maybe somebody can, you know, some of us drank because you're so uncomfortable in social situations.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us still struggle with some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's uncomfortable sometimes. And he's like one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, yes. And when we first started dating and I told him all these things, because I'm like, from day one, baby,
you gotta
this
know
is what it is.
You gotta know.
And he was on board.
That's amazing. I love it.
So we always love on our drives.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was like a total opposite thing or. That's good.
We look at the sky all the time. And when we are in Hawaii or whatever on our hikes, it's like one of our big things is being out at night.
Mm.
and looking at the stars. Not late. We go to sleep early. We're not partiers anymore. So it's like an 8 p.m. thing. Summertime sucks. We might be in bed already. But it's a big thing. Actually, the best part in the morning is when we go work out together. And it's like 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Best skies.
True. They have sky. That's why I'm excited about the skies here.
Nice. Like you can walk out your front door.
You showed me videos. You've seen. You've had videos.
It's insane. I think they're all around us. So it's like maybe just like being open to it.
Just be open to it. Accept the aliens.
Yeah, accept the aliens.
Accept the aliens. I love it.
Accept everything. Come on.
Absolutely. 7 years sober.
Yeah.
Is a long time.
Yeah, 7 years, April 23rd.
April 23rd. Oh, so yeah.
Coming up.
How, and you're very open about it.
Oh, yeah.
I am semi-sober. Yes. I mean,
like California sober?
What's that?
Apparently, it's like the weed smokers.
Oh, no. I went from a place of alcoholism and too much and almost kill me to now I can control it and it's fine. And I'm not interested in alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
So I can still have it. It's still... Yeah. Fun to have that one glass, but not anymore. And I think my body has rejected everything naturally, like from drugs to pills to alcohol. Like it just had a good time, and then it was like you have to stop. Enough. We're enough. So I have even that is hard for me to explain.
Oh yeah.
Do you find it hard to like have a conversation since you're very open about it?
Yeah.
Like, do people ask you a lot of questions? A lot of strange questions. Is it uncomfortable? Is it weird?
I'm never uncomfortable about it. I'm very comfortable about it because my life is so much better. Oh,
right, exactly.
God.
Yes.
Like, it's like, I think they say too, it's like we walked out of a burning building, we're getting congratulated. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. It was stupid. Yes. I shouldn't have been doing that as long as I was. And I was very, very sick. It was like, there was no, even today, like there is no way that I could say like my body's rejecting it. If I start drinking today, Christmas is off the table. Like maybe 2026 entirely.
And so. And that's the huge difference there.
It's a huge difference. So I think that's great. And I think a lot of people live that way. And I think that's what we naturally should get to. Because as a young person, you should party. Yeah. You should have fun and you should experience things and then kind of grow out of it.
It's natural.
I didn't grow out of it. And I grew more into it, probably. But I get a lot of questions, and that's why I live sober very loudly, because I think that people often, and even in our real estate industry, I think a lot of people drink. And I think they don't know where to find help or resources. The whole world doesn't know what resources exist. I didn't when I tried to get sober. Yeah. So I try to be an advocate for that, I guess. Like if somebody is struggling and they know, maybe I can ask her. So I love that. But other than that, like, I don't have a hard time because if people understand, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And people can drink around you.
Oh gosh, yes.
And it's okay. But some others, some people can't, right?
And
it's like different for everybody, right?
I love going to things and I would, it never hinders my life. Yeah. Although I'm very, and I hate the word boundaries because I just think it's stupid. I know what I like and what I don't like. And I really appreciate and value sleep so I can feel good.
Yes.
That was one thing I didn't have when I was drinking. I was very sick.
Yeah.
So I appreciate health and I feel better when I get sleep. So I don't stay out till midnight.
Yeah,
I like getting into bed.
Exactly.
That's, and people don't like that, apparently.
No, they don't like that.
They want you to stay out all night.
Yeah. Sick is a good term as we turn.
This just right here is perfect.
Is it? Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You have to be back, and I'll be forward.
As we pose.
Yeah.
Sick's the word because it makes me sick.
Yes.
But even though you could continue, you could handle it now. I can't handle it now.
For sure.
But it's the same thing. Like it would make you sick in a different way. It makes me like sick.
Technically, it's poison.
Yes. And Jane Fonda, love the quote that I've been repeating a lot lately. She said somebody asked about either her drinking or her marijuana or something. And she's like, she doesn't anymore because anytime she does, no matter what it is, if it's a glass or more, next day you're at half mast. Oh. And we are too old to have half mast days. And that's how I feel now, too, is like the next day I am at half mast.
Yes.
I am not operating at full capacity.
I love that.
I'm okay, but I'm not. And that wastes somewhat of the day. And I'm like, I don't have that many days left,
no
matter how many days that is.
100%.
It could be 50 or 60. I still don't have that many days left that I want to spend at half mast.
Yeah, and I think I think when I got sober too, I realized the value of life for sure. Because I was so close to death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's so true. Like, we don't know. And I would much rather live the days that I live now, which is like full blown energy until I literally need to go to bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
Wake up at 4.
I love the 4 o'clock.
And it's like nice to feel good.
Yeah.
And I can't like when I'm I barely even get sick. But when you're sick, when I'm sick even, like I'm like, I got to get out of bed. I got shit to do.
Yes. And all of that brought us here.
Yeah.
That's where I, at least for me, it brought me out of my shell.
Yeah.
It was, like you said, young people should have this moment.
Totally.
Because they sometimes they need it. Like, I needed it to be who I am today. Because this was all in there, hiding.
Yeah.
And then you drink and you let it out.
Yeah.
And hopefully it teaches you how to be
a little bit more
without it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the whole training wheels thing.
Yeah.
Alcohol was training wheels for me. It's not for everybody. And but that's my personal story.
Yeah.
But then I took them off and was like, oh, I can be this crazy without the alcohol. I can just be silly and me and happy. And and I don't have to be poisoning myself.
No.
And spending so much time recovering and sleeping and half mast. I love that.
I love that. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I've seen a clip of her saying that a few times, and that is so,
so
me
true.
Now, because there's too much recovery time needed anything. Two glasses, and there is a day of recovery time needed.
Oh, God, I don't even know. Yeah. Two glasses, where that would lead.
No, we don't want no Christmas, exactly.
No. I got plans next year, baby.
No. Yeah. And I think everyone should be more open to talk about it.
Yeah. I do too.
And like your husband, even more, that's like, that's a level of serious shit that.
I tell him all the time. You should write a book.
Yeah.
You should share a story more. And he does. And once he's in that space, it's so valuable, like what he's gone through, and to be able to like turn your life around and then be a value to society, especially in his capacity as a firefighter medic.
Right, exactly.
It's really cool. Like that's life really doesn't, the past doesn't need to define you, no matter what it is, whether it's like sobriety or like, even if it was just a dumb random phase or whatever.
The past does not need to define you.
No.
That's like the,
that's the
Zach in the corner quote for this.
Zach
this
in episode. The corner quote.
This is the corner quote for this episode. Your past doesn't have to define you. And that's so true.
Yeah. And every day you can become the person you want to become.
Mm.
It's like, I think especially with real estate, right? Like people get into this industry and they're like, what do I do? It's like, you can do whatever you want. You can become whoever you want in any industry and really make this life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, in every industry, there's like 100 more things you could be doing. You don't just have to be the listing person or the buyer or the...
No.
You could be the photo person or
the person.
Escrow person.
Or the videographer.
Although out here, you put in your own signs.
I do.
In Vegas, we don't install our signs in Vegas because we can't. Because we need a post hole digger.
Because
the ground's so hard. So literally, if you're an agent that posts your own signs in Vegas, you are like a trooper above. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But here, I see you out there on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking those signs
in
the ground.
I mean, my husband sometimes does it for me.
It's great.
But no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. There's a Vegas fact. Yeah. Rarely we have sign people to do that.
How much do you charge? How much do they charge?
It's probably 20 to 30
bucks
per
sign.
Per sign.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, and then they have them on hand and like they keep them. If you have your one sign guy, he'll keep
your signs.
You
just call him.
You just call him and puts it out there. So yeah. Yeah. And there's all these guys, you'll see them like driving around with everybody's signs on the back of their truck. Going around posting the signs.
Mind blown.
There's a North versus South.
Yeah, mind blown.
Fact.
I think I might use that service, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's pretty good.
There needs to be one up here.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell
it's going to be my next business venture.
Jen is starting that business.
It's a good idea.
Amazing. Well, this has been amazing.
It's been amazing. And it's like 80 degrees.
80 degrees. We're now melting. Because that's also Reno. Is this morning it was 30. And now it is 80. And we are melting. So we're going to go. But
so
we're
so happy to have you here in Reno.
I'm so happy to be here in Reno. I'm so happy to have you in the corner.
Yes, thank you for having me.
people in my networking group were making fun of the name. They're like,
Zach in the Corner?
Zach in the Corner. In
they're
the,
like,
well,
Jafwat.
That's what I said. It's in the corner with Zach. It's not Zach in the Corner.
In the Corner.
Because both of those could mean two different
things.
Yeah. It has to be in the corner with me than find me in the corner.
In the corner with Zach.
Yeah.
In the corner
with Zach, yes.
Okay. In the corner with Zach.
Where can they find you?
Oh, you so can Lanini, find me yes. on Instagram at Jenna Lanini. That's one N in Jenna. Jenna, one N, Lanini. Also on YouTube and Facebook, all the things. And
tune into
Mind Shift. Zach is going to be on a new episode here coming soon. It is on YouTube. At Jenna Lanini 8511. But I think if you just Google me, you're going to find it. Just Google me. Jenna, one N.
Yeah, one N.
L-A-N-I-N-I.
Kind of like with the Zach with the K.
Yes.
Which,
true.
So you have the same problem that I have.
The same problem. People think it's Gina.
Gina.
Siri.
Gina.
Siri's like, Gina Lanini like, is calling you. Damn, Gina.
Damn, Gina. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll, see you next time in the corner. Find out who's next in the corner with Zach.